You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Thank you for joining us on our online Sunday service. We're so happy that we are together worshiping God online today. And our prayer is that you are safe in your homes with your families. We know that this pandemic is not easy to go through. Alam po namin na marami na pong pamilya ang apektuhan ito. Kaya po ang hiling po namin, stay safe po tayo sa mga bahay natin. And talking about this pandemic, dumating po sa atin itong pandemic na to ng year 2020. So I want to ask you this question as we start our preaching, okay? If you knew that there would be a pandemic by year 2020, what would you have done differently? If you knew that there would be a pandemic nung 2020, what would you have done differently? Okay lang po ba i-share nyo sa ating comment section kung ano yung mga gagawin nyong iba o pagbabagong gagawin nyo because you know na magkakaroon ng pandemic? Maybe for some of you, ang sagot nyo would have something to do with your health. Mas aalagaan nyo yung kalusugan, yung iba sa inyo siguro mas mag-spend time sa mga pamilya, yung iba sa inyo mag-iipon, okay? You will have lots of savings. Maybe for some of you, magpapakasal na kayo agad para hindi kayo abutan ng mga quarantine, mas makapag-invite kayo ng maraming guests. Yung iba siguro sa inyo, magtatapat na ng inyong pag-ibig para tuloy-tuloy na ang inyong pagmamahalan, okay? Maybe yung iba sa inyo, kung business-minded kayo, baka nag-invest kayo dun sa mga produkto na mas mapapakinabangan ngayong pandemic season, like face mask, face shield, or alcohol. Okay, so, but pag tinignan po natin lahat ng mga sagot natin, lahat po tayo may maiisip tayo na babaguhin natin if we only knew na may parating na pandemic. And the reason behind that is this, that what we know about our future directly affects how we live today. What we know about our future directly affects how we live today. Kung alam lang po natin kung ano mangyayari sa ating hinaharap, sa ating kinabukasan, definitely may mga pagbabago na magaganap o gagawin tayo sa ating kasalukuyan. And I'm saying that because today I want to share to you a truth about our future that the Bible talks about. This truth is something that we are meant to embrace because it's meant to affect how we live today. And that truth is that Jesus will come again. Jesus will come again. And when He comes, He would come to rule and judge. When He comes, He would eradicate this whole world from any suffering or any yung mga kasalanan, mga masasamang bagay, any unrighteousness, He would rid the earth of it. He would also restore things back to His original plan. That is the goal and that is the mission that God has when He returns. But definitely, the Bible says, Jesus will come again. You see, this truth can come to us and it can be received differently. For some of us, we may receive this truth as a bad news. Okay, some of us, pwedeng good news. Why? Because the truth that Jesus will come again can be a future fear for those who are not living for God. But for those who are living for God, this is a future hope. Now, this truth is something that is for all of us. The only question is, what it is for us? What is it for us? Okay? Is it a future hope or is it a future fear? Now, this truth has been preached by the Apostle Paul to the church in Thessalonica. In fact, in this city that this church was in, okay, it was teeming with Jews and Greeks, predominantly mga Greeks. And during that time, there are two messages that he was constantly preaching to them. He was preaching about the gospel and he was preaching about the truth that Jesus will come again. Now, in his ministry in this particular city, tumagal lang po siya ng 3 weeks. Why? Because the severe persecution forced him, okay, to leave that city. Now, 1 year after that ministry that he had in the city of Thessalonica, he wrote this letter, okay? He wrote this letter to the church of the Thessalonians. And here, he indicates, okay, his commendation and his exhortation. Now, what we would see here in this letter that we're going to read in a while is that he was basically commending them, okay? Commending them for living in such a way because of the future hope that they saw. Okay, and this future hope is the truth that Jesus will come again. Now, it's quite interesting because during that time, may mga pinagdadaanan din sila. During that time, it was not easy. In fact, the Bible describes it as a time of difficulty and suffering because of the persecution that they are experiencing. Yet, they were commended for their faith. Today, and even in our time, we are also experiencing difficulty. Okay, there are challenges that we're facing. There are suffering that people are facing. There are persecution. May pandemic pa po tayong pinagdadaanan. And as followers of God, we want to see this truth that Jesus will come again as a future hope for us as well. That is why we want to learn from the example of our church in Thessalonica and see kung paano ba sila nabuhay. Paano nila nilive out yung faith nila, hoping, okay? Hoping na in our lives, we would also have the same values, same faith, same way of doing things in our lives. Ang goal po natin is that as we see God or as we see Jesus and His return to us as our future hope, it would help us not give in to despair in spite of the challenges and be able to preserve our faith, not to compromise our faith in spite of the challenges and difficulties. Now, to do that, we're going to read from the Word of God, from the book of Thessalonians, from chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Then we're going to jump to verse 6 to 10. Okay, so please open your Bibles with you. I'm going to read from the New International Version. Let me read it for you. It says here, Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6, you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And you became a model to the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia, your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. Let us pray. God, thank you for this opportunity to learn from your church, learn from your scripture. I pray, God, that you would speak to us. Allow us to understand what it means in our current reality. And I thank you, Father, that by your grace, everything that you want us to apply, everything that you want us to change, we would be able to do it because your presence is with us. Your help is with us. This we claim in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Okay, in verse 1, we would see here that Paul's letter was actually addressed to the church of the Thessalonians. Okay, this church was planted by the Apostle Paul during his ministry in this particular place, okay? He was persecuted. Okay, kaya nga po sabi ko kanina, okay, na 3 weeks lang tumagal yung ministry niya sa mga Thessalonian. But what's so interesting about here is that when he wrote this letter, it was just 1 year after his ministry. Ibig sabihin, his letter was addressed to a one-year-old church. His letter was addressed to one-year-old Christians. So fairly, mga bagong believers pa lang po itong pinag-uusapan natin, yung mga kausap ni Paul. Yet what we would see here also is that they were commended by Paul when it comes to living for God. They were commended by Paul when it comes to Christian living. And since it was written in Scripture, ultimately, it is God who was commending them. It is God who's commending them for how they honored Him with their lives. Now in verse 2, pag-uusapan natin how Paul sets up the conversation when it comes to their conversation, when it comes to their commendation. Kasi sa verse 3, sasabihin niya doon kung ano yung mga praiseworthy practices na ginawa nung Thessalonian. But here we would see in verse 2 that he honored first who is the one who enabled it to be possible. And he said in verse 2, we always thank God for all of you. Okay, he was basically saying, yes, you are commendable when it comes to your way of life. You are commendable kung paano ka mo sinabuhay yung faith mo. But at the end of the day, it's all about God. It's God who made it possible. God makes Christian living possible. He made it possible because He is gracious. He made it possible because He is loving. He made it possible because He is with you. Yun yung ini-impress ni Paul sa mga Thessalonians, yun din yung ini-impress ni God sa ating lahat. Why? Because every now and then, our leaders, people would commend us when it comes to our faith. People would commend us on how we live. But at the end of the day, the glory goes to God. God is the one who is meant to be honored because God is the one who makes Christian living possible. Now, let's talk about the commendation that Paul mentioned in the scripture. In verse 3, we will see here, he said, "We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." There were three commendations that we will see from this scripture. And from there, we want to draw out, okay, three exhortations that we could apply today as we honor God with our lives and everything that we do in our current reality. Okay? The first commendation that you want to highlight is when Paul commended them because of the work produced by faith, because of their work produced by faith. Here, Paul talks about the work as a result of their faith in God. And the word work here, from the original word, pertains to the things that they do. Yung mga ginagawa nila every day. It's the daily things that they do. It's how they live their lives. And basically, Paul was commending them in their faith because of it. The Bible says in verse 8, "Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it." So, kung siguro kung may social media po nung panahon nila, masasabi natin na yung faith ng mga Thessalonians was trending. Okay, sikat na sikat. Okay, lagi siyang nandun sa timeline natin, pumapasok sa feed natin because they were very popular because of their faith. And Paul also pointed out the changes that happened in their lives because of their faith. The Bible says in verse 9, "They tell how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God." He was basically saying their faith changed what they were doing in their lives. Their faith changed what they were doing in their lives. Before, their work is to do things that would worship the idols. Why? Because their faith is in the idols. But because Paul preached to them the gospel and they have welcomed the message of God in their lives, their faith changed. And as a result, their work, the things that they do, change as well. When their faith changed, their work changed. When their faith changed, what they do and how they live change as well. And this is a very important truth that we need to realize. Where we put our faith directs what we do and how we live. Where we put our faith directs what we do and how we live. You see, when we observe this connection, this relationship between work and between faith, we will see that Paul was showing us a deep connection between the two. Because our faith will show in our work. And also, our work will show our faith. The disciple James said it this way. In James 2, verse 18, he said there, "I will show you my faith by my works." Why? Because if our faith in God is genuine, it would be evident in the things that we do, in how we live our lives. Because faith is not merely a belief. It is something that changes our lives. If our faith is in Jesus, then definitely His work would be the focus of our lives. But if our faith is in ourselves, if our faith is on things or other people, then the focus of our lives would be in the work of the world. That is the connection, okay, between the faith and the work that we do in our lives. Therefore, this is the exhortation that we have for you based from that commendation. Let faith in Jesus give us direction in what we do and how we live. Let faith in Jesus give us direction in what we do and how we live. There are different applications for this for some of us. For us who are joining us online, for some of us, the application for us is to make a decision to put our faith in Christ. Maybe for some of us, we've been living our lives, whether you're enjoying it or not, but we just know na yung faith natin is not anchored on God, but on ourselves, or probably some people. We're getting satisfaction, we're getting meaning from the things of the world. But today, I do believe God is inviting us. Would you transfer that faith from those things, from those people, to to God? Would we put our faith in Him? For some of us who are joining us online, convinced ka naman that you have already placed your faith in God. Okay, kay God ka na naniniwala, kay God ka na sumasampalataya, siya na yung gusto mong masunod sa buhay mo. But the question is, are we allowing God to change the things in our lives? Kasi it's so easy to say that God is, my faith is in God. But are we really allowing God to change areas in our lives? Are we letting Him change how we handle things that He has entrusted in our lives? Let's say, for example, yung relationship natin. There are times that we say to God, God, you are, my faith is in you when it comes to my relationship with my spouse. Are we allowing God to change how we relate, how we talk, how we communicate, how we treat each other? When it comes to our relationship with our children, the relationship natin sa mga magulang natin, are we allowing God to change those things? Oftentimes, God would point things in our lives that needs changing, that needs to be adjusted, that needs to be surrendered to God, that needs to be in accordance to His will. Most of the time, He would speak to us, okay, through the help of the Holy Spirit. Pero minsan, ang question, inaalaw ba natin na mabago yon? Tinatanggap ba natin yung gustong pagbabago ni God sa buhay natin? How about when it comes to how we handle our finances? A month ago, we talked about how to honor God when it comes to our finances. I'm sure God pointed out things in our lives that needs adjustment, that needs to be changed. Are we embracing the change? Are we allowing it to be changed? Sa work natin, sa academics natin, sa mga goals natin sa buhay, sa mga decisions, sa mga plano natin, are we allowing God to be the cause of change? Because if we are saying, okay, that God, in you, I'm giving my faith, then we're also saying, God, I'm allowing you to cause the change. This is our exhortation for you. That faith in God or faith in Jesus give us direction in what we do and how we live. Maybe for some of you here, alam mo naman yung kailangan ng magbago. God somehow revealed to you the things that has to change in your life. But you just know na mahirap gawin. You just know that it would be impossible, okay? Or probably sobrang hirap talaga para mabago mo yun. Or hindi ka motivated. Hindi mo feel na baguhin yung area na yon ng buhay mo. I'm glad that you're here. Please stay put, okay? Ituloy mo lang yung service na to. Because on our next point, pag-uusapan natin how we could actually apply it, how we could actually embrace the change that God wants us to have. This leads us to our second commendation according to the Apostle Paul. The second commendation is about the Thessalonians' labor prompted by love. Labor prompted by love. The word labor means to toil to the point of exhaustion. Okay? Early on, we said that when you talk about the word work, we're talking about the things that they do. Ibig sabihin, pag pinag-combine natin yung dalawang yon, okay, we are saying that labor is all about the intensity or the effort that they are putting when it comes to their work. This tells us that our motivation determines our intensity in doing work. Our motivation determines our intensity in doing work. Here in the scripture that we read early on, Paul was saying that it was love that determined the intensity of love that they were having when it comes to doing their work for God or doing the things that they do to honor God. It was love. And this love is not just like any other love. It was the same love that our God the Father had when He sent His one and only Son. In John 3:16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son." It's that kind of love. It's that kind of love that is so strong, so deep, so committed, that is willing to sacrifice just for that love to be given, just for that love to happen. Ganun katindi. And Paul was saying, that's the kind of love that compelled you to actually labor, that compelled you to actually do the work for God. Okay? So, kapag kinumbay natin yung truth nung commendation 1 tsaka commendation 2, it's basically saying to us that faith may direct what we do, But ultimately, it is love that would motivate us to actually do it. It's faith that directs us what we do, what we should do, but it's love that would motivate us to actually do it. I remember nung high school pa ako, may mga lokohan kami, mga hiritan kami mga magbabarkada kapag may napansin kaming pagbabago sa isa't isa. Patanungin namin, pare, in love ka ba? Kasi dati hindi ka naman pumaporma. Ngayon, ang forma-forma mo na. Dati naman, hindi ka masayahin. Sungit-sungit mo. Ngayon, ang masayahin ka na. Dati, hindi ka nag-aaral. Pero ngayon, nag-aaral ka na. Dati, lagi mo kaming kasama sa gimmick. Ngayon, hindi na. Pare, in love ka ba? I mean, yun yung mga hirita namin because in our mind, we are convinced that the only possible reason, the only possible motivation that could possibly change one of us sa barkadahan namin is love. And I believe that's the ultimate truth that God is trying to present here. That love is the ultimate motivation for us to do the work that God wants us to do. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, Paul said it this way, "For the love of Christ controls us." Controls us, yung parang yun na yung nasusunod, yun yung nagdidikta. Okay? Siya na yung nagsasabi kung anong dapat gawin at kung kailangan ba talaga itong gawin. It's love. Okay? Therefore, this is our second exhortation for all of us. An exhortation that we can live out today. Let love for Jesus give us motivation in what we do and how we live. Let love for Jesus give us motivation in what we do and how we live. To apply this in our current reality, we ask this question to all of us. Pare, in love ka ba? Or should I say, di naman tayo lahat pare. Church, in love ka ba? In love ka ba kay God? In love ka ba kay Jesus? Because if we are really in love with God, we would allow Him to change the things in our lives. We will change the things that God wants us to change. We will do what God wants us to do. We will live the way God wants us to live. And hindi dahil we have to, or hindi dahil obligation natin to sa Kanya, hindi dahil part to ng religion natin, or part to ng mga ginagawa natin sa church, we do it because we love Him. We do it because we know that by obeying Him, by doing these things that He wants us to do, by embracing the change that He wants us to have, we're saying, Lord, I love you. I love you. And maybe you are here and you're saying, Pastor, I still don't feel motivated to do those things. I still find it very hard. I still find it very difficult to do the things that God wants me to do today. You see, you don't have to force yourself. But this is my challenge to you. Go back to God and understand His love. Going back to the scripture, sabi niya doon, even before the change happened, even before they realized that these are the works that they have to do for God, the first thing that happened was they embraced, they welcomed the gospel, they welcomed the message about God. That's always the starting point. We go back and realize how loved we are by God. Because the more we realize that love, the more we are compelled to love Him back. It is the kind of love that overwhelms us. It's the kind of love that forces us to respond to Him with love as well. That's the starting point. We go back to that love. And I do believe that God brought you here for that reason. For some of you, na yun yung struggle nyo, hindi nyo magawa. Gusto nyong gawin yung mga dapat na maka-honor kay God, pero hindi nyo magawa. Gusto nyong bumait, pero hindi nyo magawa. The starting point is always going back to God, asking Him to make us realize His love. Okay? His love. Again, this is our exhortation for you. Let love for Jesus give us motivation in what we do and how we live. Last commendation that Paul talked about is this. He commended the church in Thessalonica because of their endurance inspired by hope. Endurance inspired by hope. Endurance is the ability to keep doing something even through the most difficult times. Okay? That's endurance. And Paul was saying, hope produces endurance in us. Hope produces endurance. So, kung ganun ka-importante yung hope in giving us endurance, the big question is, what is hope? Ano ba talaga yung hope? We normally use the word hope in this way. Minsan ginagamit natin siya by saying, I hope it would rain today because it's very hot. I hope that I will have 100 Mbps na internet speed. Or sa Tagalog siguro, sana matapos na itong pandemic na to. Or sana mapansin din niya ako, okay? Na crush ko siya, na in love ako sa kanya. Or minsan, may hashtag pa tayong sikat. Sabi natin, hashtag sana all. We use it in such a way. But most of the time, when we use hope in such a way, what we actually mean is, we wish. We wish we have this internet speed. We wish mangyari rin sana sa atin to. We wish. But when the Bible talks about the word hope, it actually talks about a joyful and confident expectation. Joyful and confident expectation. You are joyful because what you're hoping for is assured na mangyayari. Sigurado ka, confident ka na magkakatotoo. What we hope for is what we expect to happen. How many of you here, you're expecting, or should I say, you are hopeful. You are hoping na when you die, you would go to heaven. Diba? If you are hopeful for that, then be joyful, be confident, be expectant. How many of you here joining us online, hopeful ka na matatapos itong pandemic na to? Then be joyful, be confident, be expectant that it would truly happen. That is the hope that the Bible talks about. And we need hope because we can't escape the difficulties of our lives. There are so many difficult things that could happen in our life. Kaya kailangan nating magkaroon ng hope, especially in the time that we are in right now. We would actually see, based on the initial truth that we have talked about, that faith directs what we do. Love motivates us to actually do it. But hope keeps us doing it. Okay? Hope keeps us doing it even when it is becoming more and more difficult. Ganon kahalaga yung hope. Ganon kaimportante yung hope sa buhay natin. It was not easy for the Thessalonians to live and to do things for God. But the Bible says that they were experiencing severe suffering in verse 6. But they kept living for God, even to the point that they were commended for their faith. Sabi dun sa verse 8, your faith in God has become known everywhere. Ganon kasikat yung faith nila. But I want you to realize that they were only able to do it because they saw the truth that Jesus will come again as their future hope. They saw that this is something that they could hold on to, something that they would be joyful to have, something that they're confident na mangyayari. This is their future hope. And today, I do believe that that is meant to be the future hope that we all share together. Na tayong lahat po, lahat tayo mag-hope din tayo sa hope na pinangahawakan ng mga Thessalonians. I want to read verse 10 to all of us. It says there, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. This is the future hope that motivated them. This is the future hope that empowered them to press on, to continue to persevere. And that is the encouragement and the exhortation that we have for every one of you today. Let hope in Jesus and His return give us endurance in what we do and how we live. Let hope in Jesus and His return give us endurance in what we do and how we live. You see, there's so much promises that God has given us, and a lot of them comes with His second coming. A lot of them comes when He returns to us. And one of them is what I already read to you a while ago. The Bible says that Jesus will come and He would rescue us. Yes, there are sufferings that we are experiencing right now. Yes, the Bible talks about the wrath and the future suffering that we may experience. But the Bible says, for those who are following God, for those who are living for God, Jesus would rescue them. He would rescue us. And that is the hope that we are holding on to. That is the hope that we have, the future hope that we have in Christ. Another hope in Christ that we're holding on to is this. The promise in John 14 verses 2 to 3 says there, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have not told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." The Bible is saying, as God returns, as Jesus comes again, He would take us so that we could be with Him forever. And that's the best gift, the best blessing that we could ever have. And the Bible says, all those would come to pass as Jesus comes again. Today, maybe you are here and there are challenges, there are difficulties that you're facing right now. May persecution, may problems, may sickness, may relational difficulties. But in the midst of those challenges that we're facing, God is saying, we don't have to lose hope. Because in Christ, we have a future hope. In Him, okay, we can rejoice. In Him, we could be joyful. In Him, we could be expectant. Why? Because we know that all this suffering that we have right now, it's just temporary. There is something better that God has in store for us. For some of us na sobrang enjoy natin yung buhay ngayon, God is saying, you know what? The best is yet to come. God has something better in store for all of us. So today, my prayer is that in Christ, we would put our hope. Let hope in Jesus and His return give us endurance in what we do and how we live. Church, I do believe that God has brought us here in this online Sunday service not by accident, because God wants us to live in a certain way. And we can't afford na yung pandemic yung bumago ng relationship natin kay God. We can't afford na yung pandemic yung magdikta kung paano tayo mabubuhay na magre-react na lang tayo. I do believe that we are meant to live in a certain way. I believe that God is calling us to live this way. That in view of Jesus' return, let us live with faith, love, and hope. In view of Jesus' return, let us live with faith, love, and hope. This, the encouragement, the exhortation that God has for us today. And my prayer, my hope is that by His grace, indeed we will be able to live it out in our lives. Let us pray. God, I thank You for indeed, it is You who enables us, God, to live a life full of faith, full of love, full of hope. Thank You, Father, that You brought us here so that we may find encouragement in the difficulty that we're facing. It is You who brought us here so that we may hear how we are supposed to live in the current reality that we're in. And thank You, Father, that, Lord, You have already started that hope, that love, that faith in us when You birthed that relationship in us. Lord, thank You for Jesus. Thank You for allowing us, God, to have this relationship with Him. Lord, thank You. For indeed, Lord God, through that relationship, this faith would grow, this love would grow, and our hope in You would grow. Lord, thank You. Thank You, God, for the wonderful thing that You're doing in us, even during this difficult time. In Jesus' name. I want to pray for a few groups of people here. Maybe you are here, and as you listen to the preaching of God's Word, you're one of those who are experiencing severe suffering. Isa ka dun sa may matinding pinagdadaanan sa panahon na to. I do believe that God is here and God wants to grant you that hope. For some of you, God wants you not just to have hope, God wants you to be rescued as early as now from those situations. Let's be in faith together if that is you. If that is you, let me just pray for you. Would you bow your heads right now? Lord, You know exactly who these people are who are in need of rescue. Those people who are suffering, those people who are in great need of You. Thank You, Father, that, Lord, You are a good God who would always come to our rescue. Lord, today we are in faith, God, that in accordance to Your will, Lord God, You would do what is necessary. You would help them in their situation. For some of them, it's a financial need. For some of them, it's a health problem. For some of them, it's a relational concern. Lord, thank You. For You would intervene. Tutulungan mo sila sa kanilang pinagdadaanan. And thank You, Lord, that it would assure them that You are there for them and greater things awaits them because of your love, because you are our future hope. For today, we receive that breakthrough, we receive that rescue. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. I do believe that God is already helping you as we speak. So rejoice and be confident in the grace that God is already giving you. Last group of people that I want to pray for before we close in prayer. If you are here and you don't have a personal relationship with God yet, I do believe that God brought you here so that you may start that as early as today. You see, the Bible says that Jesus is the one who rescues us from the coming wrath. That is not the plan that God has for you. God doesn't want you to experience the wrath that is due to people who sins. God wants to rescue you. Would you accept Him as your Lord and Savior? If that is you and you want to make that decision, let me pray for you. Would you bow your head with me right now? Jesus, thank you for the love that you have for these people. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity that you're giving them to have a relationship with you. Today, in behalf of them, Lord God, we come to you and we surrender our lives. We accept you, Lord God. We accept, Lord God, that you are here for us. And thank you, Father, that to you, Lord God, we can receive forgiveness. Today, we lift up to you our sins. We lift up to you the things that we have done wrong. And thank you, Father, that, Lord, as we repent to you, Lord God, Lord, all those things are forgiven. Lord, thank you for the fresh start that you're giving every one of us. And today, Lord God, we also make a commitment to live for you, to do things for you, Lord God, to honor you with the rest of our lives. Thank you, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Lord, I pray for those who made that decision. Thank you that indeed, Lord God, as they live for you, Lord God, you would bless them and you would allow them, Lord God, to experience not just faith, not just love, but also hope for today and for eternity. This I claim in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Congratulations po sa inyong lahat na nagdesisyon na isuko ang buhay nyo kay Jesus. Kung isa po kayo doon, I would like to encourage you to just comment a wave emoticon in our comment section, or probably just reach out to us through this contact number or this QR code. We want to help you grow in your walk with God. Alright? So, can I just speak a prayer to all of us who join us in the service? Lord, I thank you for indeed it's a blessing to receive from you, God. And thank you, Father, that your presence is our greatest reward. May we leave this service knowing, God, that we would also be a channel of blessing to our families and to the people around us. May your presence, protection, and provision always be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.